Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on why West Bengal's effective reproduction rate for COVID-19, known as R value, witnessed a sharp rise in the past week and is higher than the national average. R value is a way to measure how fast the infection is spreading within the population. At 1.36, West Bengal's R value is much higher than the national R, which dropped to 0.78 in the last 2 weeks. India's R is the lowest it has been since the pandemic hit the country last year. Bengal government's health department officials have blamed the Delta variant or B1617.2 for this. According to a top health department official, the Delta variant, which was first identified in Maharashtra, was found in nearly 90% of the cases registered in West Bengal in the past fortnight. According to the senior health department official, the state has witnessed an infectious strain that spreads to 4 persons from one affected person, and this took the state's R to 1.36. Professor Soumitra Das, director of the National Institute of Biomedical Genomics, also pointed out that the Delta variant is the predominant variant in the state and it has outplayed all other strains. Double mutant strain is an important factor and that contributed to the rise of R value. Apart from that, the COVID-appropriate behavior is also an important factor. He further added, the month-long lockdown brought the infections down, but the strain is still there and people should be careful. According to the World Health Organization, Delta variant has a substantially higher growth rate than other circulating variants in India. It was classified as a variant of concern by the WHO on 10th of May. West Bengal's health department also claimed that the state's present R was calculated on old data when the case load was much higher last week. A senior health department official noted that with cases decreasing every day, the R must have also gone down now. In the first week of June, the state was registering over 7,000 cases daily, which fell sharply to about 4,450 daily cases in the second week. The Mamata Banerjee-led government has also extended restrictions till 30th June. However, some relaxations have been implemented, including limited operations of marketplaces, malls, restaurants, government and private offices. The state's case positivity rate has fallen to 6% in June from a steep 30% in April after a 45-day lockdown. According to government data, on June 16, the state vaccinated around 1,16,000 people. Until now, a total of 2 crore people have been vaccinated, which is around 20% of the total population. In the 18 to 44 age group, a cumulative 20 lakh people have been vaccinated since the drive began last month, noted the West Bengal Health Department's official data. That's all I have for you right now, but I'll be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.